Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wilbon, do you see the Eagles having a significant advantage at quarterback?
No. The other guy, the rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, he's undefeated. He hadn't lost a game. So nobody has an advantage over him. And it's not 2-0. I think it's 7-0. No, I don't.
Michael Wilbon on PTI.
Oh, the hate is real.
Well, I guess in that case, if he was playing the Chiefs wouldn't have, if Pat Mahomes is healthy, they wouldn't have the advantage either. Because he's 12-0.
Yeah, but by that, yeah. Wilbon has never been a big Philadelphia guy.
He's a big Donovan guy. If Donovan was the quarterback of this team, he'd be saying it differently.
Right, yes.
Whatever, Wilbon. We'll see. All right, so just keep filing it away. Keep all the haters that are out there. Hope BG and the
players,
guys.
Hope the players know.
Yeah.
Actually, I hope they're not paying attention, but they probably are. Yeah, probably are.
You kidding?
Yeah.
They probably are.
Oh, smart. Jalen's not paying attention. I guarantee you, Jalen's not sitting around watching TV shows and PTI and listening to analysts.
He's not glued to Angelo in the morning on his way in.
No way at all. No way. No way.
I would tend to agree with you that he's not.
Yeah.
Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Jack just asked main reason why they would lose on Sunday, offense or defense. And it's like 60-40 right now, saying the defense.
Happy Monday.
Yep. Yep. Can't you picture it now, Jack? They're playing back in zone.
Yep.
Everything, Brock Purdy's going here, Debo here, Kittle here.
Angelo signs a 3-year extension.
Yeah, Angelo's no longer. I'll tell you this, that might be the best week of Angelo radio in the history of Angelo radio.
He's going to empty the bucket on the way out.
If they lose on Sunday and Gannon goes, they allow like 30-plus points, and Sirianni shouldn't even call in.
I would not call in that Monday.
Nick, he'll be gone in a week.
Just wait him out.
You can wait him out.
So Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones didn't call in to 105.3 The Fan like they normally do.
I wonder why that is. That means something is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, that you don't want to have to answer questions about the coach or about this or about that. Yeah.
That's what that feels like.
Yep. And then when something happens or when they're prepared to talk, maybe it's next week, maybe it's the week after. But it's unlike Jerry. He wants to come out and talk even after losses. Not something. Yeah, I agree with you. Something seems like it's up. All right, let's go to Wade in Chester. It's not that Wade in Chester. It's Wade in Chester. Wade, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? But listen, man, can I get some of that Ike juice?
Yeah, hook him up, Jack. Uh-oh. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Listen, it's all good. It's just natural. That's just for you to feel like that, Johnny Marks. We need you like that. That's how you be all the time. So keep it in the same mode. You feel a little nervous. Ain't nothing wrong with
it. It's a worry Wednesday.
Yes, worry
they're
Wednesday.
Branding they're branding a name of the week after me.
Yeah, listen, that's all good. Listen, worry Wednesday, listen. But ain't got to worry too much because it's going to be a good hard-fought game, but that's good. Listen, the best teams in the NFC is right here. It was the best team's been all year, but not 49ers, the Cowboys. Y'all saw that hard-fought game right there with the Cowboys. They lost because Dak ain't step up. Our quarterback, the Green Mamba, know what I'm saying? He going to take care of it. He's not going to fold. We're going to be set up in a good position, know what I'm saying? Everything's right. Mm-hmm. Listen, only thing I'm worrying about is what we can't control, you know what I'm saying? Keep fingers crossed. You know what I'm talking about with that injuries and all that. Ain't got no, so nothing with that. But then we got to watch out for trick plays. I got a feeling they're going to try to hit us with something tricky. You know Shannon, he think he's slick. Mm-hmm. So he might try to hit us with the Philly, or like how, because, you know, Nick did it on a two-point conversion, all crazy and stuff last year. But we're going to be good. Like, it's going to be like 24-13, 24-17. That's going to be like the close game right there for you, Mark, a little nervous. And then Purdy not going, he not, we get like that sit back in the zone, get picked apart like how like Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr did it. It's the only, they're not going to get an offense to Purdy like that. They're not going to take chances.
Nope.
And Purdy played like a Romo. He like, you know what I'm saying, a little Jake Plummer Romo boy,
right,
scat out the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Type of ball.
Mm-hmm.
So he make plays on the run and all that. But he not going to get out that pocket too much with them ends in our lives. Listen, we own him. Riddick ain't playing with him. Man, Riddick is not playing with him. Block in. We're good. I'm telling you, man, we're good. Yo, what are, listen, 49ers, this is going to be a good game. It's not going to be nothing sweet. Like, the Giants were sweet. The Vikings were sweet. Everybody was sweet. We've been saying it all year that they were sweet. This is a good team, good coach team, good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the advantage. We got the advantage at quarterback. We got playmakers on offense. They got playmakers on offense. They're going to run the ball. We got running backs. We got three running backs. They got two. We got receivers. We got two receivers off the bench. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We're def good. We got tight ends. You know what I'm saying? They got that good linebacker. We got the good tight end. Let them line up and let's get it. It's going to be a great game. And that's what we need. And we in the link.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, Wade.
It's going to be good, man. I'm talking to you on Monday, Marks.
All right. Well, listen.
That's another
Friday.
Good matchup right there. Fred Warner going up against Dallas Goedert.
How about that?
That's a good matchup, too.
Did it feel like he got enough target? I mean, the game was over so quick, but.
Well, they didn't throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, 154 passing yards because the game was essentially over. But it feels like that. A big Goddard game here. Like this is where, like, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown wasn't happy that he wasn't getting the targets. All right, so, like, let's go. This is the reason they traded for you, A.J., mm-hmm. was to show up in a game like this and make plays. Dallas Goedert, sometimes it feels like they don't use him enough on offense. Let's go. Get some touchdowns here. From O.G. Wade to – from Wade in Chester to O.G. Wade in Chester. O.G. Wade, how are you today, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are you doing today?
Wade?
What's up, O.G.?
Just doing my research, you know, just let y'all know. I got the my Breed of One sweatshirt done yesterday. I got y'all T-shirts. I'll bring that in on Monday. You know, got to keep this thing moving. And like the Duke said, the standard has risen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So by saying that, and to the answer to the question of the day, and I told Jack I have no worries, but he made me go down and get something, so I'm a play along.
Participate, Wade. Participate.
Yes. So the defense is my worry in terms of basically what we normally do and giving up. But I gotta check that because I thought the same in the Giants game, and what I seen was that the defense was pushed up and played. In that intermediate areas, you know what I'm saying? So in the sense of forcing now you to do something that you're uncomfortable with,
mm-hmm.
which is throwing the ball down the field, which was the Giants that had a problem with. And I believe that the San Francisco 49ers suffer that same deficiency. And that's the reason why they don't give up many sacks, because they're not sitting back there patting the ball, throwing long passes. They're short stuff that's being coming out real – the ball's coming out real fast.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't run the ball well against Dallas. Dallas is susceptible to the run game.
True.
That's a concern of mine, saying that I think we can shut their run game down and make them have to rely on Purdy's arm, which is where we will take over. My main concern, and I will agree, we say that, state that, is Lane Johnson remaining in the game. Because this D-line that he's going up against with Bosa and the other guy coming, and they flip-flopping it on him, it's going to press that injury that he's got.
Mm.
And it's going to make him have to dig down deep. And my concern is that I don't think you can play Bosa, you know, 75%. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that may be a concern, because if you look at our offensive output, when Lane leaves the game, it's a tremendous drop-off. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So let's
oh, yeah.
hope that we get those 20 points like that we talking about early in the game, so that if Lane does go out of the game, it wouldn't hurt us as bad, because I don't believe San Fran has the ability to play catch-up. If
no.
you look at why they played against the Raiders beat them deep. Mm-hmm. Man, A.J. Brown, this is a perfect setup for him. He was crying on the sideline. When you win the game, that's one of the things you ain't never supposed to do, is show a displeasure in your team, in your output in the game when you win the game. You see what I'm saying? I expect to see something like that when you lose the game. But to be sitting over there pouting when you win in the game like that about not getting the touches. So I believe the Duke is going to want to get him involved. And not just the Duke. It's just that it's what's calling to beat the San Francisco 49ers is to go deep on them. Right. Look at how DK Metcalf got out on them. Mm-hmm. If you look at where they're susceptible at, it's the deep passes. So
I think Devontae Adams had a huge game against them too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually Jalen's best attribute is the deep pass. You see what I'm saying? So we think it is his running game. I think his deep ball is better than a whole lot of people. And I think that's one of his strongest attributes that he has right now and then that has been coming along through for us. So
Remember the days when we used to say that he couldn't throw the ball deep?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, Wade. Did we say that?
Yeah. No, you said it, Johnny boy.
I did?
You said it.
My memory's not very good.
And let me just say this before you let me go.
Yeah.
I don't foresee an easy game. So the standard has risen. It shouldn't be an easy game for us.
Right.
This is the game to go to the damn Super Bowl. How the hell is it going to be? That's not your expectation. I expect the 49ers to be better than the ones that we played, against
last week. Yeah.
This is the Super Bowl. This is the game. This is the best of the best. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it should be a harder game. It should be a closer game. So, no, y'all not wrong with saying, look, we're not going to underestimate the 49ers. I don't think nobody's underestimating the 49ers. I just think that Jalen's not going to let this team lose. I just don't see anybody scoring more points than us. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Now, can it happen? Of course it can. But the probability of that happening with as much as Jalen has on the line, we have to realize what he's overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
This man is trying to make a statement to himself, let alone the organization, let alone the fans, the naysayers. This is something that Jalen needs to prove to himself, that he can go and get this thing. We're here, man.
There you go.
There's no next year we're going to be – no.
Slow down.
Straight from his made-up father's mouth, Ike.
Yeah, I got to stop this. I'm too excited.
Right, calm down, Wade. It's only Wednesday, brother.
Only Wednesday, brother.
Yeah. All right, man. Later.
All right, OG.
Yeah, I had some – I did a radio interview in Portland, Oregon yesterday, and he said he was listening on Monday, and he was hearing me saying, like, it's only Monday. Calm down. Calm down. We got the rest of the week to go. We're getting there. Getting there. It's already Wednesday.
Does Portland root for the Seahawks?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I would say that would be their – yes. But I don't know how far away Portland is from Seattle, so I guess that would be their natural team that they would root for.
I guarantee it's the closest team to them.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if they care more about Oregon, the Ducks, or you know what I mean? Like, is it a college
football
city?
You got to have a
pro
team, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it would definitely be the
NFL is not this popular without having pro teams. You got fan bases everywhere.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's got to be the Seahawks. Let's go to David. David's in Media, Pennsylvania. David, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, John. How you doing, guys?
What up?
What's up, David?
Johnny Marks, I'm surprised you even brought this topic up after Herb laid it all out for you yesterday. You know, pass the ball, run the ball.
Listen, his game plan has been on point.
A little cough.
Yeah. Offensively and defensively, he seems to be on point.
I do have a legitimate concern, and my worry would be the running game, our defense not stopping them in the short, 2 yard, 3 yard, 2 yard, that type of thing all the way downfield. That would be my primary concern. Mm-hmm. And I do think we're going to overcome it by going deep. And I do think AJ Brown's going to have a big game. We will prevail ultimately, but that would be that'd be my biggest pain point.
Yeah. And here's the other thing with that. The 49ers like to mix and match their personnel. And I mean by that is, I mean, you can get Debo back there in the running back position and McCaffrey lined up in the slot as a wide receiver.
Ayuko
up in the backfield. So, like, the Eagles have to be aware of this and know the personnel is in the game. And when they go out to do their matchups or what have you, and they mess around and split McCaffrey out in the slot, somebody's going to have to go out there and guard him. And that's like guarding a wide receiver, a slot wide receiver.
Kittle, too, right?
Yeah.
Kittle doing a quick block like Goddard does and then bouncing to the slot.
Mm-hmm. So I think this will be a good mental test for our defense as well. Because, like, the preparation this week is you got to study a lot of different tendencies and formations and down and distance. It's like, okay, if they come in here with these guys, like, they can mess around and have McCaffrey out there with Elijah Mitchell. But then they put McCaffrey at the slot receiver and keep Mitchell back there as a running back.
Right.
But as a personnel defense, you're trying to match up your defense with what's out there. You're thinking it's a running play, but they really want to throw the ball.
Right.
So now you may have an extra linebacker out there versus having an extra DB out there.
And that's what he's looking for.
That's what he's looking for, the mismatch.
He's looking for a linebacker on Christian McCaffrey who does a slant route, boom.
Or if you put a linebacker on, if you decide to match up your linebackers on George Kittle versus putting a safety on him, you know, because Kittle is big, but he's also fast enough. He has enough speed. Yeah. So you got to have a linebacker that's going to be strong enough to he don't get tossed around, but also he has to be fast enough to run with him as a linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does. He almost has it's like the NBA has this positionless game now, and it's a little bit like that with Shanahan, where you're right. Iuko, he'll get carries during a game. We know Debo.
And then you got to watch that damn fullback coming out of the backfield. Juszczyk.
Jack was just talking about how great he thought.
Well, Juszczyk, I did have a Kyle Juszczyk anytime touchdown on Sunday.
Week, yeah.
It's like plus 1600, and he was 1 yard short of going in. I was getting hyped.
Seriously,
yeah, was sickening.
Oh, that's right.
He only got the ball once.
Yeah, that's right. Where?
It's usually down there by the goal line.
It's a trick play where they handed him off to really quickly.
Yep.
So yeah, that's my Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah,
it's in the end zone
where you think it's going outside, and it's a quick boom. Touchdown.
Hey, fullbacks aren't built like they used to be. I'm used to John Ritchie, you know, Allstott. This guy's like basically a slot receiver.
Allstott.
And Allstott was really just a big tailback.
He was a big
He wasn't a real damn fullback. You didn't want to block anybody.
No.
He'll run you over, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. And he was just – he almost drowned. I guess he's out of the hospital now?
No, that wasn't Allstott.
Oh, no, not Allstott. Yeah. Peyton Hillis, the other big tailback. Sorry.
White guy, yeah.
Yeah,
I know, well, know not, what you wanted to say. Yeah.
There's not a lot of them.
Yes.
Let's go to Lenny. Lenny and Kachahakan. Lenny, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
What's up, Lenny?
Lenny?
All right, so, John, let me give you two reasons why I'm worried, but three not to worry.
All right.
One, Lane Johnson, OG, touched about it. I'm a little nervous that he tries to overcompensate on Bosa and he re-aggravates it further than it already is. Because he's right. If we lose Lane, that offense goes completely haywire. Second is we have a bunch of ball hawks in our secondary, but we don't have a lot of open field tacklers. And the Niners love to get their boys in open space and do running after the catch. So if Ayuk and Samuel and McCaffrey and Kittle can get a lot of these underneath routes, I don't see Blankenship coming up and saving the day. So that's my worry for that. As far as not to worry, three things. One, what do the Falcons, the Bears, and the Chiefs all have in common?
Man, I was with you with the Falcons and the Bears. You lost me when you threw the Chiefs in there.
Yeah.
Mobility at the cornerback position. What do they all have in common? They all beat the 49ers because the quarterback extended plays. Now, what's the second thing that they all have in common? They do really well getting out of the blitz. The Niners blitzed the hell out of Dak Prescott. He couldn't get out of the pocket. There were lanes. He just never got out of them. That will not happen to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts will move out of the pocket and get the ball out. Now, the final thing that I want to say, and I'll hang up, and I want to hear your response. This week, for the very first time, if Brock Purdy starts slow, who's standing there on the sideline not holding a clipboard wearing shoulder pads?
Who?
Jimmy G.
Jimmy Garoppolo, my friend. It's going to be in the back of his head. It's the NFC Championship.
Kyle Shanahan had said he's not likely to play or be active.
Well, we'll see. Until he's inactive, he's not likely. Gentlemen, thanks for the call.
All right, man. Lenny. Appreciate it. Well, I mean, yeah, they could. I don't even think he's practicing at this point, or he's not really. But who knows? But, like, all right, if Garoppolo's over there and Purdy stinks.
Garoppolo still hasn't played in 2 months. So
right.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah,
well, they're basically the same.
The same guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not Joe Montana over on the bench.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of some quick Niners injury news, so Elijah Mitchell, McCaffrey, and Debo all didn't practice today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No surprise. Neither did the Eagles.
Listen, buddy.
doing a walkthrough. They're doing a walkthrough. Like, what is practice nowadays?
There is no practice. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. The Eagles are doing a walkthrough today. You may as well say, no one practiced today for the Eagles.
The funniest is, remember when Doug put on pads in January and people were like, the player's like, hold on. Mike was like, you guys are.
I'm like, yeah, get him, Doug.
Man, that was even fun. Was that the Super Bowl year?
No. I think that was like 18.
Yeah,
I thought it may have been his first year, was it?
No, because they were heading into the playoffs,
I think. Oh, okay. Or it might have been 18 or 19. Yeah, I don't know the 49ers schedule, but the Eagles haven't practiced on Wednesday in, I don't know, 2 months maybe.
You got a better chance of Sirianni putting pads on out there.
I mean, I know it's a practice to them, but it's a walkthrough. It's not practice in my head.
They're not hitting it with pads on?
Well, they're not doing anything. If it's called a walkthrough, you're not even running around fast. It's a walkthrough.
215-592-9494.
Doing the same thing McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell doing. They're resting today.
Yeah. Yep, exactly right.
That's what it is.
Disagree. They're banged up heading into the game. This is giving the Eagles a better chance to win.
I feel you.
No concerns.
I'm with you there.
Is there line movement, Jack?
I'm going to say,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the line.
I'm with you. Yeah, nobody's really practicing this late in the year.
No.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Line's still at 2.5, at least on my app right here. The Bengals are only 1-point favorites now. So that line has
Did you see Patrick Mahomes practice today?
I did.
Yeah.
He's playing.
Of course he's playing. Yeah, people thought he'd be injured all week and maybe not even practice.
Right.
He's practicing today. That's why that line is going down. I wouldn't be surprised if it flips.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were point favorites by the end of the season as well.
Of course,
they're
a home team. I told you yesterday ESPN still had them at 65%.
There you go.
In the Super Bowl, they must have knew.
All right, coming up, Nick Sirianni.
Must have known, not new.
Nick Sirianni not named a finalist for Coach of the Year. What do we think
outrage.
About that?
Outrage.
Is it outrageous? Is it an outrage, Jack?
On a Worry Wednesday?
We'll discuss it.
Wednesday.
Coming up next, it is a Worry Wednesday.
Wednesday.
A Worry Wednesday. That's even better. Marks and Reese back after this.
Hey, the NFL Conference Championships are this Sunday, and you can enjoy more thrills than a two-minute drill on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, because they're giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay. Now, that means you'll get free bets back if your conference championship same-game parlay doesn't hit. Bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to which player will score a touchdown. Or, if you can't decide, you can ride with thousands of other fans and bet popular same-game parlays that are already made for you. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Ike to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have FanDuel, then you can start building your no-sweat same-game parlay today. And I really do like the FanDuel app. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.